Addressing a news conference in Harare today, Prime Minister Tsvangirai said he will not take part in any discussions aimed at renegotiating the draft constitution compiled by COPAC after ZANU-PF made a raft of proposals to amend the draft document. Mr. Tsvangirai said ZANU-PF's proposed amendments were out of the ordinary because the party's draft was caught a completely rewritten document.
The proposed new draft is at variance with what the people say. For example, the people were clear on the need for a devolved state, but our friends have completely removed any mention of devolution in their new document. So let's take the draft constitution to the people. Who are the real principles in this matter? The principles to the GPA cannot substitute the sovereign will or the sovereignty of the people of Zimbabwe to determine how they should be governed. Let the people of Zimbabwe in a referendum be the final arbiters, not three individuals, and certainly not me. I will not be part of that.
The Premier, who is also the leader of the mainstream MDC, said the only option is for ZANU-PF to campaign for Zimbabweans to vote against the COPAC draft in a referendum scheduled to be held after the second all-stakeholders conference.
There is a suggestion that both documents should go to the referendum. There is one by the three parties, including ZANU-PF, which is the COPAC document which they have signed. That is the document that should go to the people. To put a party's position in a referendum, I think it undermines the very same process that has been agreed. What I would suggest to ZANU-PF is that if you don't agree to the document that you signed as a collective by the three parties, then the only option available to you is to go and campaign for a no vote. We can't subject the people of Zimbabweans to two documents which are two complicated constitutional documents. But if you say this is the document which includes these principles, as you suggested, as input to the constitution, then they will understand. But we don't have to complicate the matter. ZANU-PF have got their document, they have got their issues. We have a three-party document signed by all parties, and therefore that is the document in terms of the GPA, in terms of the process that should now be subjected to the people. And I think there should be no need for two documents.
Following the constitutional deadlock, Mr. Tsvangirai said the onus is now on the Southern African Development Community to resolve the impasse to pave way for fresh elections in the country. The regional bloc's appointed mediator on the Zimbabwean dialogue, South African President Jacob Zuma's facilitation team, arrived in the country today to try and unlock the political logjam.
In the face of the impending deadlock, the only arbiter who is available is SADC. And we will advise when we meet as principals that we cannot agree on, we can't even discuss the issue. The issue is that it now has to be brought to the attention of the chairman, of the facilitator and the troika to look at what is the next step. I'm sure that SADC, even at Maputo, were aware that given the transigence on the part of ZANU-PF or dragging of feet, they were the ones who were accusing everyone for dragging their feet. Now they are the ones who are dragging their feet. So SADC is quite aware of this delicate moment to unlock the dispute, and I'm hoping that SADC will intervene as the guarantors to try to unlock the impending deadlock.
Mr. Zuma's legal advisor, Lindiwe Zulu, told Studio 7 earlier today that Mr. Zuma is planning to visit Harare within the next few weeks to deal with the constitutional deadlock if the parties continue fighting over the draft document. On key democratic reforms, Mr. Tsvangirai said he was unhappy that media reforms were taking too long to be implemented ahead of crucial national polls.
I was talking to the president only last week before he left, and I think I said to him that isn't it a paradox that we have a prime minister who has never been on the ZBC for 3.5 years, and he called that a national broadcaster. So I really very strongly believe that unless these reforms are instituted, we cannot talk of a free and fair election. As of now, the state media, of course, continues to divide this government by adopting a malicious and partisan approach against myself and my party. In short, continue to act as propaganda mouthpieces of ZANU-PF. And of course, the key to it is media reform.
Responding to a journalist's question on what steps the MDC would take if Mr. Mugabe went ahead to call for fresh polls using the Lancaster House Constitution, Mr. Tsvangirai said there was no way the president could break the law. Presidential spokesman George Charamba was not available for comment as President Mugabe is in Iran, where he is attending a meeting of the Non-Aligned Movement. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.